Exodus chapter 24. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And he said to Moses, this is God speaking to Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship afar off. So before any of these guys can approach the Lord, they must worship. There needs to be reverence if we're going to approach the Lord. 2, and Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come near. Neither shall the people go up with him. Moses was God's man, his leader, and he is separating him from the rest of the people. 3, and Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has said will we do. Now, maybe that was a bit presumptuous. I think their attitude was right, and I believe they were sincere and their heart was in the right place. But perhaps it would have been better if they would have said, we will serve God with all of our heart and do our best, but please let the Lord pardon any failures on our part. A little bit of humility probably would have been good. Verse 4. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord and rose up early in the morning and built an altar under the hill and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. So immediately after agreeing to be God's people, God gives them his written word. It's God's will for his people to be governed by his written word. Tradition is fine, but it is never, must never replace the Holy Scriptures. Verse 5, and he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And two types of offerings are mentioned here, the burnt and the fellowship or the peace. The burnt offerings symbolize the offerer's desire to be completely dedicated to God. That sacrifice of the burnt offering was placed on the altar. The whole thing was consumed by fire. The whole thing, in other words, was given to God. The fellowship offering was only partially burnt. The remaining portion was eaten by the one who offered it, and that offering symbolized the person's desire to spend time with God. So more on this in the book of Leviticus, but that's it in a nutshell regarding these two offerings. Verse 6, and Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. So Moses takes some of the blood from these offerings and sprinkles it on the altar. And that altar represented God. 7. And he took the book of the covenant and read in the audience of the people. And they said, all that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient. So Moses reads them the word of God and they agree to follow it again. 8. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you concerning all these words. And remember, some of this blood had been sprinkled on the altar, which represented God. Now some of it is sprinkled on the Israelites. And what you see here is a blood covenant. A blood covenant is two parties swearing unto death to keep their end of the deal. 9. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And this group of 74, led by Moses and representing all Israel, go up to Mount Sinai to meet with God. 10. And they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and as it were, the body of heaven in its clearness. They saw God. They saw what they saw here was a Christophany, a pre-Bethlehem appearance of the second person of the Trinity, Jesus Christ. And I say that because the Father does not have feet, but Jesus does. And so did the Lord here in verse 10. And I say that because in John chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, "No one has ever seen God at any time. The only begotten Son has declared him." 11. "And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand. Also they saw God and did eat and drink." In other words, they survived, which is an amazing thing, to be in the presence of God and survive. And that's what's amazing about Jesus. We can enter into the presence of God when we approach God manifest in the flesh, Jesus Christ. 12. "And the Lord said to Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there, and I will give you tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them." Verse 13. "And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God." You're going to see Joshua with Moses an awful lot, because he's going to be the successor of Moses eventually, on the job training. And Moses and Joshua were cut out of the same mold too when it came to godliness. And that's the important thing when it comes to a leader. Verse 14. "And he said to the elders, tarry here for us until we come again to you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come to them." In other words, Moses left Aaron and Hur in charge of the people. And if anybody had any questions or comments or whatever, any issues, Aaron was supposed to handle it. 15. "And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount." And of course, that cloud is symbolic of the presence of God. Has been throughout the book of Exodus, ever since they left Egypt. 16. "And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud." So Moses was up there on top of that mountain, just silent, for 6 days. God told him to come up. He came up, and he sat there. And God did not say a word for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, God spoke to Moses. We have to be patient when we live for the Lord. God takes his time. Sometimes he seems slow by our accounting. But he has a reason for everything that he does. And his delays always have a reason as well. 17. "And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel." What a sight this must have been from the camp below. Just fire and billowing smoke. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. God's presence looked like a consuming fire to the Israelites. There are a lot of pounding hearts in the Israeli camp right now. But really, this manifestation of God isn't anything compared to what the full revelation of God is going to be after we die. So you better be ready. You better be right with him through Jesus Christ. The Bible is talking about when it says, "Prepare to meet thy God."